Pirates by Jane Penrose. What is a pirate? Think of a pirate. What do you see? A wooden leg? A black hat? An eye patch? On this page are some famous pirates from films and books. How many of these pirates do you know?
This is Captain Jack Sparrow from the Pirates of the Caribbean films. The captain is played by the actor Johnny Depp. This is Captain Hook from the story Peter Pan, written by J.M. Barrie. Long John Silver is the pirate from the story Treasure Island. The story was written by Robert Louis Stevenson over 100 years ago.
Pirates are a popular subject for stories. They make great baddies. But did you know that there are real pirates too, even today? Real pirates. Real pirates have been around for thousands of years. They are the thieves of the seas. Some pirates, such as the Vikings, attacked on land as well as at sea.
Viking pirates.
Pirates are not just in stories or in the past. This table shows the number of pirate attacks in the Atlantic, Indian, and Pacific Oceans from January to May 2007. Which ocean is the most dangerous for modern pirate attacks?
Number of pirate attacks. January 2007. Atlantic Ocean, 3. Indian Ocean, 7. Pacific Ocean, 1. February 2007. Atlantic Ocean, 4. Indian Ocean, 7. Pacific Ocean, 0. March 2007. Atlantic Ocean, 3. Indian Ocean, 11. Pacific Ocean, 0. April 2007. Atlantic Ocean, 4. Indian Ocean, 22. Pacific Ocean, 0. May 2007. Atlantic Ocean, 10. Indian Ocean, 27. Pacific Ocean, 3. Modern-day pirates attack easy targets, like the small cargo boat in this picture. Many pirates attack boats to steal money from the crew members. Others steal the cargo from the boats they attack.
Pirate treasure. Pirates in stories and real pirates have one thing in common: stealing treasure. For pirates, treasure was anything that was worth lots of money. This didn't just mean gold and silver. Merchant ships carried things like salt, cocoa, linen, and spices. These were worth stealing. Pirates would plunder the merchant ships and sell the goods to make money. It was a rule on board pirate ships that all booty had to be shared. The captain got the most.
Salt, gold and jewels. Cocoa, spices, linen. The story Treasure Island is about a pirate who buried his treasure. He made a map to help him find it again. Where do you think the treasure is on this map?
Famous pirates. About 300 years ago, there were lots of pirates. Some pirates became very famous. Have you heard of these famous pirates from that time?
Wanted. Henry Avery. For attacking a rich Arab ship and stealing its treasure. Nicknames? John Avery, Long Ben and Benjamin Bridgman. Disappeared. Wanted, Edward Teach, for stealing lots of treasure and killing or marooning his victims. Nickname, Blackbeard, killed in battle. Wanted, Bartholomew Roberts, for capturing over 400 ships. Nicknames, Black Bart, the great pirate Roberts, killed in battle. Wanted, Anne Bonny and Mary Read, for serving in Captain Jack Rackham's pirate crew, dressed as men. Nicknames? Anne Cormack and Mark Reed. Put in prison.
These pirates attacked merchant ships in the seas around Africa, the Caribbean, and Europe. They stole precious loads of cocoa, sugar, silver, and pearls. They made sailing the seas very dangerous. On board a pirate ship. Blackbeard was a very famous pirate. His pirate ship was called the Queen Anne's Revenge. He stole it from the French. It was one of the most powerful ships of its time.
Toilets, known as the heads. These were holes that went straight into the sea. Watch out below. Anchor. This was thrown down to the sea floor to keep the ship still. Crow's nest. Lookout. Blackbeard's flag. Mast. Ballast. Heavy stones or other items weighed the ship down to stop it tipping over. Guns. Blackbeard's ship had 40 cannons.
Inside a pirate ship.
Deck. Galley. Kitchen. Food store. A favourite place for rats. Captain's cabin. Where the captain would eat, sleep, and look at the map. Crew's quarters. In some ships, up to 300 men slept here, squashed into hammocks. It would have smelled terrible. Powder room. The gunpowder was kept dry here.
Captain or powder monkey. There were lots of jobs to do on board pirate ships. Some of them were not very nice. Which job would you prefer?
Captain. Jobs. Being a brave leader. Finding ships to plunder. Bossing everyone around. Quartermaster. Jobs. Helping with navigation. Punishing pirate rule breakers. Giving out food and clothing. Master gunner. Jobs. Making sure the cannons work. Keeping gunpowder dry. Stopping cannonballs going rusty. Powder monkey. Jobs. Fetching powder and cannonballs during battles. Climbing the mast to fix the sails. Mopping and cleaning. Dirty work. Cook. Jobs. Making food for the crew. Watering down the stew to make it go further. Keeping rats out of the food store.
Turtles and hardtack. Pirates lived at sea for months at a time. There were no shops and no fridges.
Spices. The cook used spices to hide the taste of rotten meat. Hardtack. Sometimes the only food was hardtack. Tough, dry biscuits. These were often full of maggots, so the pirates ate them without looking too closely. Fish. Fish was kept in salt to stop it going bad. Live animals. Pirate ships carried live animals so the pirates had fresh meat to eat. Want to try some hardtack? Recipe. 1. Mix 2 cups of flour with 3/4 of a cup of water. 2. Add 1 tablespoon of vegetable fat and 6 pinches of salt. 3. Bind together to make a dough. 4. Roll out dough to 1 centimetre thick. 5. Bake the mixture for 1 hour at 200 degrees centigrade. 6. Cut into squares. Don't let the maggots get it.
Surrender. Pirates often captured merchant ships without fighting. The crew of the other ship would be afraid of the pirates and would surrender. Pirate ships sometimes pretended to be friendly by flying a false flag. Merchant ships played tricks too. They painted cannons on the side of their ships to look more fierce.
Fighting ships would fire cannonballs at each other. Most cannons could fire the heavy balls nearly 1,000 meters.
Boarding. Pirates threw grappling hooks onto the merchant ship to pull it closer. Then they swung aboard on ropes or over planks. They fought the crew with swords, pistols, and daggers. Then they stole the treasure. Pirate punishments. Pirates had some horrible punishments for their enemies or for rule breakers. Flogging. The quartermaster whipped rule breakers with a 9-rope whip. This was called a cat-o'-nine-tails.
Cat-o'-nine-tails.
Keel hauling. The victim was dragged under the ship from one side to another. They might drown, or they might die later from cuts from the sharp barnacles under the boat.
Barnacles.
Tying to the mast. In 1726, one poor cabin boy was tied to the mast for 9 days for stealing. He was also flogged, put in a barrel of seawater, and then trodden on by the captain. Ouch! Marooning. Sometimes pirates who broke the rules were left alone on a deserted island. Their only hope was to be rescued by a passing ship before their food and water ran out.
Captain Jack Sparrow was marooned on an island.
Pirates on trial. Some pirates were caught by the Navy. Pirates were bad people and had to be punished. Some pirates were sold as slaves. They had to work very hard and were treated badly. Many died. Modern-day pirates are put in prison.
Pirates could be locked into a special stand in a marketplace called a pillory. Passers-by would throw sticks, stones, rotten vegetables, and muck at the pirates.